joining us now in this time slot today is Andy Cagnetta, CEO of Trans World Business Brokers, a good friend and sponsor of the program and one of my best golfing buddies. Good morning to you, Andy.
Good morning, Ross. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, my friend?
Good.
I want to have you on because I know you are a very vital businessman here in South Florida. You also do a number of great work for charities, and I want to get to that as well. But I want to talk about conducting business on the golf course because we realize that deals are made and friendships are made on the golf course, and some of those are business contacts. How often do you discuss business deals with clients during rounds of golf?
You know, we do discuss it, and here's what's great about Around the Golf. Around the Golf is usually about at least 3.5 to 4.5 hours. And, you know, in 3.5 and 4.5 hours, you really get past all the kind of, you know, how you doing, how's business, and you really get into some details after 3.5, 4.5 hours, and you get to know the person, their personal lives, and that's when I think it's really good for me to get to know someone and get to know their business and be able to show my expertise in the business.
You know, it's important to be able to play out there. You don't want to go out there and be a duffer, so you got to have some game. So obviously keeping your golfing game in top shape is good business.
It is good, you know, it is good business. And I know someone locally that's thinking about starting to play because they want to do some more business. And in fact, there's a few networking functions that out there that teach. They have a morning breakfast, and then they have a little lesson, and then they go out and play golf. And there's different levels.
How about your employees? Do you encourage your employees to play golf with clients on the golf course on a regular basis?
Well, we encourage people to be part of something. So, you know, being part of a golf club or being part of a Wednesday night or a Saturday morning golf game is important. And it's important to network out there. And those are great. You know, there's a lot of small business owners that go out and play golf.
Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, and we're joined on the line by Andy Cagnetta, CEO, Trans World Business Brokers, a large company here in South Florida. They've got 10 locations all around the state of Florida, headquartered right here in South Florida in Fort Lauderdale. Andy, I'm sure you've got some unique and unforgettable memories from different rounds of golf with clients or coworkers. What are some of those?
Well, you know, I just recently went out and played golf with someone who wasn't very good, and they were just trying, you know, they eventually were throwing clubs around. And that's something you don't want to do. I mean, how you behave on the golf course is kind of like you think how you're going to behave as a client. And so they got to the point where they broke a club, which is, that's not what you want to do.
That's bad business. I mean, obviously, you've got to be in tip-top shape, and you've got to be on your best behavior when you're playing with prospective clients or with people that you're trying to make a contact with for purposes of business. I mean, you can't be swearing out there. You can't be throwing clubs. You got to act the part because, as you mentioned, Andy, I mean, it's almost like a window into your soul. The way you handle yourself on the golf course is the way you're going to handle yourself in business.
Yeah, cheating is probably one of the, you know, the tough ones. I mean, you know, if you're going to cut corners on the golf course and the person, you know, wants to be your accountant, you know.
Probably not a good idea to be having him.
Nah, might be a little scary.
In charge of your books. But how about the deal? Have you ever closed a deal, a business deal, on the golf course with clients?
Yes, actually I have. And once again, 3.5, 4.5 hours, being able to talk about, you know, life and family and then get into business and just be able to reassure the person, you know, I think I'm good after, you know, a few hours, being able to talk to someone saying, hey, I just want to help you out. And yes, I've definitely closed some deals on the course.
Andy Cagnetta, the CEO of Trans World Business Brokers, joining me here. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, discussing conducting business on the golf course. And Andy, how about the scenario? Is it, do you invite some clients out for a round of golf just on any given day at a club, or is it in the form of a foursome in a charity tournament in a scramble format, or a little bit of both? What do you do more often?
You know, I do the charity thing more often, and I think that's just because between me and you, we're both involved in so many events and charities out there that we wind up out there during the week or at a charity auction. And you know what? A scramble is a perfect way to get out there. you know, there's not a lot of pressure to play good. And if you're a high handicapper, you can, you know, kind of be paired up with someone that drives it straight down the fairway every time, and it can be an enjoyable round.
That's a great point. If you're out there just for a regular old round of golf at your local muni or your local golf club, everyone's playing their own ball. If there's a guy in the group that's not as good, he's going to be noticed more if he's playing his own ball versus if you're in a scramble where he only has to hit a good shot every now and then. There's less pressure because the other three guys in the group carry him.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun when that person does hit a really good shot or sinks a very long putt, you know.
That's a great point. When he finally contributes, it's like, everyone cheers for him. It's a lot of fun.
Yep.
Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. As I mentioned, Andy Cagnetta, CEO of Transworld Business Brokers, is a large pillar in the community relative to charity work. Andy, you do a great job. You're my hero when it comes to charity. You're a big part of the charitable community down here in South Florida. And I know two of the causes that you're most involved with and you're most proud of, and I'm proud for you, are Junior Achievement and the Cooperative Feeding Program.
Yeah, both great programs. In fact, last night we were at the Blue Martini raising money for the Cooperative Feeding Program, and I think we raised about $5,000, and then, you know, the Blue Martini was great in doing so. And, the Cooperative Feeding Program is feeding so many people these days with the economic downturn. And Junior Achievement, we are so excited about our new 60,000-square-foot facility on Broward College's campus and up on Atlantic Boulevard, or Coconut Creek, excuse me. And people just got to come out and see that. We're going to have 40,000 fifth and eighth graders this year. And it's going to be the largest facility of its kind in the country.
Now, I haven't been there yet in person, and I want to get out there ASAP, but my wife has. And as you know, Joyce is highly involved with the charitable aspect of Bank Atlantic, and I know Bank Atlantic has an involvement with that facility out there. And when she got back from her visit to the new Junior Achievement facility at the Broward College campus right there on Coconut Creek Parkway, just, I believe, west of the Turnpike, she was raving. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's great. And Bank Atlantic does a great job of helping out in our community. They've been very supportive of the pasta dinner, and so is Joyce and the Levans and Jarrett, and they do a great job. They're very nice people.
And not only are you a golfer and a businessman and a pillar of the community as far as charities go down here in South Florida, you're also taking up karate, as I understand it, Andy. And not only you, but your daughters, Lauren and Rachel, and your wife, Allison. Tell me, what's the update on the belts here? Because I think I know, and I kind of want to get the news out here on the radio.
They're killing it. Rachel's purple, Allison's green or orange. I'm just way behind. They have my yellow belt waiting for me. I've been traveling, you know, I've been all over the place trying to get deals done, and unfortunately that gets in the way of my karate career.
I love it. The daughters and the wife are way ahead as far as the belts go in karate. As you know, I've got a little daughter myself, Lily. She's 5 months old. Is this what I have to look forward to? My wife and my daughters one-upping me all at every turn as they get older.
I don't want to walk around the house when it's dark.
He is Andy Cagnetta, CEO of Transworld Business Brokers. Does a great job as a sponsor of the show, first and foremost. And we, of course, thank you for that, Andy. So appreciative of the sponsorship on the Golf Exchange radio show year after year. And I value your friendship and every time we get to go get out for a round of golf. Transworld Business Brokers, as I mentioned, headquartered in Fort Lauderdale, 10 locations all around the state of Florida. 800-205-7605 is the phone number. The website is tworld.com. 800-205-7605 is the phone number, tworld.com. If you're buying or selling a business, any news on the business front as far as possible businesses up for sale, Andy?
Yeah, things are going, things are really picking up. The economy is turning, and this is a great time to buy a business when the business valuations are low. And if you got laid off, you know, take your life into your own hands and buy a business. Great time.
Great. Andy Cagnetta, CEO of Transworld Business Brokers. Those numbers again, 800-205-7605. tworld.com is the website. Andy, as always, thanks so much. Talk to you soon, bud.
Thanks, buddy. See you on the links.